Once again, we are in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. Kuf Mem Aleph. Let's finish Zion. We didn't do the Ramah in Zion, so we have to finish that. So we saw yesterday. Now, Ola Migdal, someone who's going up to get an Aliyah. Ola Bet Pesach Shukarav Shehulo Derek Sara Mimikamo. So you go up to the Aliyah in the shortest path, the quickest way. Again, not to be matriarch at Tzibor, to show honor for the Torah. You want to get up there quickly. And conversely, when you descend from the Aliyah, you go the long way to show that you're not in a hurry to leave the Aliyah. Let's say if both ways are equidistant, so you go up on the right side. Go up on the right side, and the reason is, excuse me, because Chazal say that any turn which you make should be towards the right. So therefore, if everything's equal, we go to the right. Rama, we didn't see yesterday. When you're going down, the person who's getting the Aliyah should not go down until the person who's getting the next Aliyah is up. So in other words, because you shouldn't leave the Torah with nobody there. Again, we saw this idea before, even if the Baal Korah is there, but still, there should be an Ola. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that, as you know, our custom is a little different, and that's based upon the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that our custom is that we wait till after the next Aliyah. In other words, according to the Machab, according to the Ramah, as soon as the guy who gets the next Aliyah comes, you could leave. You could leave. Your Aliyah is over. But the Mishnah Berurah says that the custom is that we wait, that the custom is you wait till the second guy finishes his brachas. Okay? So take a little further. But the Mishnah Berurah says that the medaktikim, those who are careful, which is evidently everyone, wait till after the Aliyah is over. Why? Because you want to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. So if we say that the custom is to wait till the next guy makes his brachas, so he's making his brachas, the Baal Korah starts slaying, you're walking, you know, you're leaving. So you're not focused on the Chumash or anything. You're walking back to your seat. You're maybe can't follow. So you miss part of Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that the custom is, amongst those medaktikim, is to wait until the second Aliyah is done. And they go down, ben gavra la gavra, that way between Aliyahs, that way you don't miss anything. Okay, and as we said before, the Mishnah Berurah says in Chavav, at the end of Chavav, when you leave, you go, you don't have to like, but you don't go away quickly to show again that you're not in a hurry. Okay, next page 48. We'll do this very quickly. It will really segue into Kuf Mem Beis. Kol Teva Shehi Kri Uksiv. Any, you know, we have certain words in the Torah which are Kri Uksiv. In other words, they're written one way, but we read it a different way. There's a few. Not a lot, but there are a number of them. Halach L'moshe Misinai Shitei Nichtava Kavo Shehi V'Torah. So the idea is, as we've discussed many times, there's a mesorah for everything, right? How do you know how to read the nekudos? All right, there are no nekudos, so that's a mesorah. So to take a little further, there's certain words that are spelt one way, but we read it another way, a further mesorah. So halacha l'moshe Misinai. So therefore, it's written one way, we read it another way. Right, the famous Rav Yitzchak Abuav, Rav Avram, Valshan Tzvi, Rav Shmuel, Valshan Tzvi, Beno, Zichrono L'Racha, V'Hisruvo. So there was a Baal Korah who, before Rav Yitzchak Abuav and others, was the Baal Korah, and he read the word the way. Right, it's Kri Uksiv, so it's supposed to be read a different way. He read it the way it's written, not the way our Mesorah is. V'Yisrobo, they admonished him. Shiku Kama Mesorah, that he should read according to the way that our Mesorah is, that you should read. V'lo Ratza, he didn't want to. V'Nadu, they put him into Chayrim, or a level of Chayrim. V'Ridu Me'ateva, and they dismissed him. Right, there's no putting up for something like that. Now the Mishnah Berurah quickly and others bring up an interesting point. We've seen before that when the Baal Torah lanes, he has to read the words, right? So you're reading. Here we have an interesting case. I have to read, or whoever the Baal Torah is, to read the word, but you're saying it a different way than it's maybe totally different than the way it's written. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's no problem because. Here it's a halacha l'moshe miSinai. It's supposed to be read this way, so therefore you read it this way. Interestingly enough, other posts can bring down, I mean, it's true, but even though you're reading it a different way, you still have to look at that word, even though you're not reading it that way. Because then it's like you're reading it from the Torah. You're not reading it by heart. And again, this gets into very other interesting side issues. What happens if we don't appreciate this. The old days, sometimes you see old Sifrei Torah, they have this problem, that there's wax on them, for the obvious reason, because they had candles around, you know, so sometimes wax would be covering up a letter, so, you know, usually that's a problem, so then there's a whole discussion about how about if wax fell on a word that's a kreyuksiv. In other words, I'm not going to read it that way anyways, because we have is it a problem, which normally would be, if there's wax on it, but here I'm not going to read it that way anyways. But we're going to leave that for the meantime. Mitzvah Hashem B'linei, tomorrow we'll get into Kovan Beis, which talks about every Baal Korah's favorite halacha, about what do we correct the Baal Korah on? If he made a mistake, what does he have to go back for? You know, what's a fatal error? What's not a fatal error? So Mitzvah Hashem will start getting into that B'linei tomorrow. Okay?